Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. The president of Mozambique said Monday that over 1,000 people are feared dead after Cyclone Idai struck the southeastern coast of Africa. Mozambique's fourth largest city, Beira, and its surrounding communities took a direct hit. This marks the deadliest storm Mozambique has experienced since 2000. Joining us now from Gorongosa is Christy Schutze, anthropology professor at Swarthmore College. She's in Mozambique doing research.
The storm was, from all accounts, incredibly severe. Where I am in Gorongosa is some to the west and north of Beira. So where we were, the eye of the storm passed to our south. Where the cyclone passed, unfortunately, those strongest winds hit directly at Beira and all along the corridor that goes, it's the main highway that connects Beira to Zimbabwe, and that's where there's a lot of towns along the highway. So where there's the most population is where the winds were the heaviest.
Can you give us a sense of where the floodwaters are now, what the terrain looks like in terms of, so we can think about what rescue might look like?
Where I am in Gorongosa is up on a sort of a plateau. So the flooding there has been confined to streams feeding into the Pungwe River, and that's just been surging, but it's going down towards the coast. Because the whole center of the country, all the way up to Gorongosa, into Chimoio, which is more towards the west, the power was cut for the whole center region. And most of the telecommunications were also cut. In Gorongosa, I was fortunate there was one cell company that didn't lose service through the whole time, and that happens to be the one that I'm using. Since the storm started to landfall Thursday evening, I was in contact with friends I know in Beira, and around about 8 or 9 p.m., we lost all contact. And since then, people are still unable to reach family members there.
Christy, what's the international aid presence like on the ground now?
Right now, from what I've heard, most of the international aid presence is going to Beira. Red Cross, Red Crescent has arrived. South African Defense Forces are there currently doing water rescues because down near Beira, and then south of Beira, there's a town called Buzi. Beira's at the mouth of the Pungwe River, and Buzi is to the south of that. So it's just completely inundated with water. And there's a lot of people who are trapped. And there's been pictures coming out, people stranded on the tops of roofs in Buzi, people stuck in trees. So there's places that have just been completely cut off. The only way to rescue people is through air or water rescue. There are some aid is starting to arrive, but there's just not enough equipment and personnel to attend to all the people who are stranded as quickly as needed. So that's my sense of what's going on. It's not an eyewitness account, but it's all the information I'm able to get through Facebook or internet posts that are starting to filter out. Starting about Monday, news started to really circulate out and getting better information about what's going on. But there's still very little clear sense about the scale of the disaster.
Christy Schutze is an anthropology professor at Swarthmore College, and she's currently living in Gorongosa, Mozambique.